USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Wall Street was confident that a disputed presidential election will be avoided, with all three major indices making large gains at the bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 554 points to gain 2% on the day. The S&P 500 had its best election day on record, gaining 1.8% at the close. And the NASDAQ rebounded to finish over 11,100 points, adding 1.9% on the day. However, results in North Carolina will be delayed tonight. The State Board of Elections voted to keep polls open until 7:30 p.m. Eastern in four polling locations after technical issues delayed voting. Officials say the earliest they could now begin to release results will be 8:15 p.m. Issues were also reported in Franklin County, Ohio, where a problem with the electronic registration system forced workers to switch to paper poll books to check in voters. Paper ballots were also used for a time in Spalding County, Georgia, after a countywide system outage forced the switch. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
With polls beginning to close in a few hours, the presidential candidates are preparing for a long night of vote counting. Visiting the offices of the RNC in Arlington, Virginia, President Trump told staff there he's expecting to have a great night.
I'm hearing we're doing well all over right here. The lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night. And we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden told voters in Philadelphia that he'd be a president for all Americans if elected.
I promise you this. Although I'm running as a proud Democrat, if you elect me, I'm going to be an American president. There's going to be no red states or blue states, just the United States of America. No, I really mean it. We're going to pull it together.
Polls in Pennsylvania, one of the most contested of the battleground states, close at 8 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Voters in 32 states are deciding today on a number of ballot issues. California voters will be deciding on 12 statewide initiatives, with two being watched closely. Proposition 22 would classify employees of companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash as independent contractors and guarantee them certain benefits like a guaranteed hourly wage. Proposition 12 would repeal the state's ban on affirmative action in public college admissions. Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota will all be voting on the legalization of recreational marijuana, while Oregon voters will decide whether or not to legalize all drugs in small amounts. Production and sales would still be illegal under that proposal. We could be waiting well into the night before finding out if any of those measures have passed. With record numbers of mail-in ballots cast and issues slowing delivery of those votes, counting may take several days before a final tally is known. A Delaware senator and Biden campaign advisor Chris Coons says Pennsylvania is one of those states. He tells Fox News that the only reason a candidate will declare victory tonight is if they're trying to stop the vote counting.
And we have several other states where, by state law, they haven't even started opening the ballots until today, even though they've had record absentee and mail-in ballots. So if we want to have a free and fair election, we should do, as has always been done, count the ballots, even including those that have come in before and will be counted after.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.